Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Something a little bit different today. We're going to dive into picking a squad of 20 players, but there's a bit of a twist. The squad of 20 players, they will come from completely random teams in a random order. So this is an idea that I got from the Rugby League Lounge. Luke, he welcomed me onto his YouTube channel a couple of months ago. We had a fantastic chat. Big fan of Luke and the content he's producing on the Rugby League Lounge. I think it's probably at least 3 to 4 times a week I get a message from a Rugby League page. Oh, can you give me a shout out? Can you do this? Can you do that? The thing that I loved about Luke is that he's never once asked me to shout him out or anything. He has just always provided fantastic content. So make sure you go and have a look at the Rugby League Lounge. And this is another fantastic idea that he's come up with that I thoroughly enjoyed. He posted on his Instagram story the other night. And essentially what Luke did, he made a squad of 1 to 17. I'm going to do 1 to 20 and I'll explain why in a second. He made a squad of 1 to 17, and what he did is he went on his Instagram story, and KO have a feature or a filter or whatever you call it, where it flicks all the teams over on your forehead, then it eventually stops on one of them. And for each one of those teams, Luke picked one player from that squad, and he put it into his 17. So filled position by position with players from each club that appeared and had to make his top 17 there. So can be really challenging, and like especially at the back end, you can sort of end up with guys that you probably wouldn't imagine would have been in your team, but you've got to make do with what you're given. So you've also got to be tactical about the positions that you choose for each of them. So something that I'm really looking forward to doing. I'm going to do it with a little bit of a twist. Instead of doing the KO on my phone, just so I'm not holding podcast gear, my phone, writing the names down as I go, I'm just going to open 2 packs of footy cards. And from those footy cards, for example, if I open it up and I get Chad Townsend from the Cronulla Sharks, I'll pick one player from the Cronulla Sharks and put them down on my notepad that I've got in front of me so I can go through and make my whole team. So I've got 2 packs of footy cards in front of me. They're from 2019, so it's got all the current teams in it, obviously, but there's 10 cards per pack. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through here and I'm going to pick 20 players. So I'm going to have an entire squad. I'll probably pick my 1 to 17 first and then fill my extras, but we'll see how it goes. I mean, if I have the opportunity to pick an absolute gun in my extended squad and maybe I can fill the other positions a little bit later, I'll see how I go. So really looking forward to doing this one, and cheers to Luke for sending through this idea. I'm so excited for this one. I think it's going to be a cracker. So make sure you go and follow the Rugby League Lounge. Luke's doing really good things over there. Let's kick off with our first pack, and this will be our first player. Our first player out of 20 that's going to be in our squad, and our first player is going to come from the Sydney Roosters. Funnily enough, this card is James Tedesco. Now, I think realistically, I'm going to have to go Teddy here. I think that he's probably the obvious choice to pick out of the Sydney Roosters. It means that I've at least got one of the premier fullbacks straight away. And, you know, if I could pick my dream team, I would probably have Teddy at fullback anyway. Even if I could pick a Tom Trbojevic, I would probably have him somewhere else in the side. So the first name I'm going to put down is James Tedesco from the Sydney Roosters. Funnily enough, it was his card that came up first. So my first pick, round number one, I've gone with James Tedesco from the Sydney Roosters. Our second card is Dallin Mutenzi-Lesniak from the Penrith Panthers back in his Panthers days. Now, look, from the Panthers, a lot of quality to choose from, but I don't think you could possibly go past their seven, Nathan Cleary. I'm going to go with Nathan Cleary at seven. Fortunately, this has been incredibly easy for me so far. I don't know if anyone else would have gone anything differently. I don't think you possibly could have, to be honest with you. So my first two cards were Roosters and the Penrith Panthers, and I've gone for James Tedesco at fullback, Nathan Cleary at seven. My third card, George Burgess, South Sydney Rabbitohs. So now I've got to pick a player from the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and this is where it gets really, really interesting. I could obviously go a Cody Walker here. I think it's going to be tough to probably find a better six than him. Obviously, don't need Adam Reynolds. Damien Cook is another guy that I potentially could go here. Only a certain amount of top-shelf hookers in our game. Cam Murray's another guy that comes to mind here. But for me right now, I think I'm going to grab my first strike centre, and at left centre, I think he's the best left centre in the game. I would probably go Latrell Mitchell here. So Latrell Mitchell will be my third pick from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Obviously playing fullback for them, but I'm going to pick him at left centre in this team. So at the moment, I've got Tedesco at fullback, Latrell at centre, and Nathan Cleary in the seven. Our next card, Tamari Martin. Jeez, it's unfortunate his career finished up so early. Obviously, when he was playing for the North Queensland Cowboys. So my next player has to come from the North Queensland Cowboys. And, I mean, a couple of quality players up there. Val Holmes, he could be a good one to chuck on the wing. Scotty Drinkwater, a bit of X factor there, but I think it has to be Tao Malolo. I think I'd be crazy not to take Tao Malolo right now. So I'm going to pick Tao Malolo, jersey 13, Jason Tao Malolo. I guess a few people probably expected me to pick him in the front row. Actually, you know what? I am going to pick him in the front row. Let's be perfectly honest here. We all know how I feel on it. Let's not beat around the bush. I'm going to take Jason Tao Malolo as my first middle forward. That's my pick from the North Queensland Cowboys. Our next card, Havili from the Canberra Raiders. So from the Canberra Raiders, really, really tough one here. Just having a look through their side. Could get a really good nine here. Could get Jack Whiten. Couple of really handy forwards there, Joey Tapanay and whatnot. I'd still like to think that at some point, if I come up with the Manly Seagulls, that I would still pick Tom Trbojevic at some point in there. I'm starting to think I might take Josh Hodgson in this one. Oh, actually, I'll get Josh Papali. I'll take Josh Papali in the front row there. So that gives me two starting middles of Jason Tao Malolo and Josh Papali. Papali will be my pick from the Canberra Raiders, and it's my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's my fifth pick there, Josh Papali. Our next card is James Roberts back in his Brisbane Broncos day. So who would I take from the Brisbane Broncos side right now? Really tough. Obviously, Matty Lodge, he comes into calculations. Tevita Pangai Jr., he's been playing really well this year. Another one that I could look at. Geez, tough. I'll tell you what, the one that I am going to take from the Brisbane Broncos, and bit of a controversial one here. He obviously hasn't played any footy this year, but I just think he is the best player on this roster by a country mile, and it is Katoni Staggs. Now, in this side, I'm going to pick Katoni Staggs. I'm going to play him at centre there. So Katoni Staggs, he will be my right centre. We know that that's where he's caused a lot of havoc previously. So Katoni Staggs, he's the man that I've taken at right centre. And the more I think about it, the more I think, geez, the next Bronco I get, if I get another one, that's going to be a very, very tough pick for me. So at the moment, I've gone for Katoni Staggs at centre from the Brisbane Broncos. I think that's my sixth pick overall. My next one, this card is Jared Croker from the Canberra Raiders. So I need to pick another Raiders player. I've also already taken Josh Papali. This might be a good opportunity for me to dive on Josh Hodgson here. I've obviously got two centers, so Jack Whiten, not a guy I would be diving at here. I could go a Rapana potentially on the wing, but I think I can get some high-end better wingers as I move forward. I could go Jack Whiten at six here. That might be the play, Jack Whiten at six. I'd have Nathan Cleary seven, Jack Whiten six. Could go Josh Hodgson, as I said. Really tough decision here. I think I might go Josh Hodgson here. I think I can potentially still snag a slightly better six than Jack White, and potentially a Cam Munster, one of these guys, maybe another Cody Walker if we get that opportunity. Our next card, Paul Gallen from the Cronulla Sharks. We need to pick someone from the Sharks to fit into our side here. One of their centers, like a Jesse Ramien, would have been handy. A couple of really star-studded wingers in this team too. Obviously, Katoa Mulatalo, sensational. Could be looking at like a Wade Graham. Could be a couple of really good middles there as well. I think I probably would go with a Wade Graham if I could pick out of this Cronulla Sharks side. Just thinking about their side off the top of my head, you could go with Sean Johnson at six as well. He could be another option. I think I'm going to go with a Wade Graham in the second row. Got a little bit of X factor to him, which I really like to have. Obviously, that left foot kicking game on the left edge of the field is massive. To have a left footer in your team at all, especially in the halves, is fantastic. But to have them in the second row, it is a huge amount of X factor. So I'm going to go with Wade Graham from the Cronulla Sharks in the second row. Our next card is Mitchell Pearce from the Newcastle Knights. So I need a Knights player here, and good God, this is getting tough. This is getting very, very difficult. Now, obviously, a couple of really handy back rowers up there. Tyson Frizzell, Mitch Barnett, these sort of guys. David Clemmer and Saifiti is up there as well. The guy that I'm going to go for, though, and I'm going to put him in jersey 14, is going to be Connor Watson. He's obviously been playing a bit of lock up there recently. I just think he's got a huge amount of X factor, and he's the sort of guy you would love to bring onto the field when there's tired bodies around. So I'm going to go Connor Watson in jersey 14 there. So he's going to be my first utility. So I've taken a little bit of a punt there. The guys that I still need to fix up from my starting team, I need to pick a winger. I need to pick two wingers, a 5'8", a second rower, and a lock forward. And then I've got three bench spots still. So Connor Watson, he's the first man on my bench. And our next one is from the Canterbury Bulldogs. It's Remus Smith. He's obviously with the Melbourne Storm now, but Canterbury Bulldogs. So I need to pick someone from the Canterbury Bulldogs here. Neither of their wingers overly stand out for me. I wouldn't pick a six from there. A couple of handy back rowers, Josh Jackson, Adam Elliott. For me, though, their best player is their front rower, Luke Thompson. So I'm going to pick him on the bench as my first front rower, Luke Thompson. I'm probably going to lean towards a 14 as my utility, like Connor Watson, then probably have two middle forwards and then a guy on the edge on my back, on my bench. So interesting to see how that plays out. Now, that is our 10th pick there. So we've got 10 spots left, just about to open the second pack of footy cards. 10 spots left, and they are two wingers, a 5'8", a second rower, a lock, two bench spots, and then the extra spots on our utility, so on our extended bench. So interesting to see what we're able to fill there. Let's have a look at our next one, and we have got the West Tigers here. Very interesting. Obviously not going to pick a six from the West Tigers. Don't think there's anyone there that does it justice. Could pick another middle on my bench. Could pick one of their edges. They've currently got Luke Garner and Luciano Leilua playing there. Alex Twoll's another guy that I could be looking at. Adam Dwayhe's another fellow. I could potentially look at him at six, but I'd like to think I can pick up better than Adam Dwayhe. Wingers, David Nofaluma is one guy I definitely could look at. Just offensively, Nofaluma always worries me a little bit. I think I'm going to go with Luciano Leilua here. I think he's been really improved over the last 18 months, a guy that I'm a big fan of. So I'm going to go with Luciano Leilua in the second row to partner Wade Graham. Some real X factor there on both edges. Two really solid defenders, especially Luciano Leilua. He's really turned himself around in the last 18 months or so. Our next card from the New Zealand Warriors. We've got the Sean Johnson card here. New Zealand Warriors. Now, this will be tough. Okay. So I can take one of their big wingers. They've obviously had Dallin Mateniz-Lesniak arrive there. Kemba Mala, he's moved to the Tigers, so we can't grab him. Who else could we... Who's their 5'8"? We could potentially look at a Cody Nikorima, a Chanel Harris-DeVita, maybe a Reece Walsh we could put into this side as well. That makes life very, very interesting there. Geez, maybe I will go Reece Walsh. I don't mind that. Other options on the bench. I could have Adam Fanua-Blake. He could be my second front rower. Could pick Tohu Harris as well on my edge. A real workhorse there. Could pick him in the 13 as well, realistically, Tohu Harris. I'm going to go here for... I think I'm going to go for AFB on my bench. Another big middle forward. That means that I'm done for my front rower. So my front row rotation will read Tau Malolo, Josh Papali, Luke Thompson, Adam Fanua-Blake. The engine room, it is really strong in this side. Really happy with that. It now means that I need to find a lock forward, a six, two wingers, and then I need to find probably another edge back rower to go onto my bench, depending on how I want to make that up. Could be another middle forward, could be a bit of a versatile guy. Then I've got to fill jersey 18, 19, and 20 as well. So our next team we're picking from is the Parramatta Eels. This has probably arrived at a really good time. Obviously, Dylan Brown, he's a guy that I could pick at 5'8 there, but I think I've got an opportunity here to fill one of these winger spots with one of the best in the game. So I think I'm going to go with Micah Sivo on the left wing. So that would make up my left side combination of Latrell Mitchell and Micah Sivo, which would be unreal, with Wade Graham inside them as well. So even more dangerous there. So I think that's the way to go there. I'm going to go with Micah Sivo on the left edge from the Parramatta Eels. Our next team to pick from, we've got Matt Dufty from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. So we need to pick someone from the Dragons here, which makes it very, very interesting. Gee whiz. Zach Lomax, he's a guy that I potentially could pick on one wing. A couple of other wingers in that side that are very handy as well, obviously. I could pick a Jack DeBellin or a Jackson Ford in jersey 13. Tariq Sims, he's a guy that I could potentially plug on the bench there. Couple of options here. Corey Norman, I think I can do better than Normie at 6. I think I can upgrade there a little bit. I'll tell you what, I think I might go Zach Lomax. I might put him on the wing for this game. So I'll have Zach Lomax on my right wing. I'll have him outside Tony Staggs. Two young guns that I think would be really explosive. That's going to be my pick from the Dragons. Our next card is actually a special card. It's a retirement card of Luke Lewis. Features the Cronulla Sharks emblem on it, though. So we're going to pick this one from the Sharkies as well. And this is where it gets really interesting, because I've got to pick my last bench.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Spot 13 and then my three subbies here. So without knowing what's to come, obviously Sean Johnson, he has the potential to jump in at 6 for me here. I'm not sure if I'm going to get a better ball player than Sean Johnson. So I think I'm going to go with SJ at 5'8 to partner Nathan Cleary there. Just because you don't know what's to come, it might be my last fantastic 6 option. And it's such important in position that I would really love to have the experience and the X factor of Sean Johnson as well, especially partnering with Nathan Cleary. I think that'd have a good combo. So the last jersey I've got to fill is jersey 13 and 17 on my bench, and then I've got 3 from my extended bench as well. So we'll see how we go here. The next card, the Donatron from the Gold Coast Titans. I've got to pick someone from the Titans here. I can pick someone in jersey 17. This could be a David Fifita. This could be a big Tino. I could go Tyrone Peachy at 13. That's another option there as well. I think David Fifita off the bench. I really like that Queensland have picked him there leading into State of Origin number 2. I think he's going to have huge impact from there. So I'm going to go with David Fifita, jersey 17. That makes my bench makeup Connor Watson, Luke Thompson, Adam Fanua Blake, and David Fifita. Some big, big ins there. So all I've got left, I've got 4 cards left. I've got to fit jersey 13, 18, 19, and 20 to make up the rest of my squad. As it stands right now, James Tedesco at fullback, Micah Sivo and Zach Lomax on the wings, Latrell Mitchell at centre with Katoni Staggs, Sean Johnson at 6, Nathan Cleary at 7, Jason Taumalolo up front with Josh Rapali, Joshy Hodgson wears the 9, Wade Graham in the second row with Luciano Leilua. I still need a 13. My bench, Watson, Luke Thompson, AFB, and David Fifita. That only leaves me 4 spots. And our next card is from the Brisbane Broncos. Gee whiz, this makes it hard. Okay, Brisbane Broncos. So I could pick a 13 here, which would probably be a Johnny Asiata. I could play a Tevita Pangai Jr. there, but I must say I'm not overly keen on any of those guys. I've already got Katoni Staggs from this side, so maybe this is a chance to start to fill my extended bench. And I think here I probably will go Tevita Pangai Jr. I've been quite critical. Oh, geez, Payne Haas. Actually, I'm going to go Payne Haas. Give me Payne Haas there. I'll pick him on my extender bench. He can be another middle on my bench. So 19 and 20, I'll probably have a back and then a bit of a utility ball player if I can find one, hopefully. So I'm going to run with Haas, 18, 3 spots to go. And most importantly, I've still got to pick who's going to be lock forward. So very interesting to see who I'm able to get there. Now, my next card is the Gold Coast Titans, Jared Wallace. Another Titans card. Gee whiz, this is going to be tough. Okay. Can I find a better 13 than Tyrone Peachy? I'm a huge fan of him. Tough. I could go Tyrone Peachy at 13. I could pick like an AJ Brimson to wear jersey 19. I could pick one of their outside backs, like a Philip Sami or like a one of their outside backs there. Probably AJ Brimson. I might take him as a utility on my bench. Can sort of cover a range of positions. I've also got Connor Watson in my side. I've got Wade Graham as well, who can sort of cover the halves. Watson can cover Emma wherever. So I might go AJ Brimson on my bench, getting a fair share of Titans into this team. AJ Brimson. So it leaves me with two spots left. I've got two teams to go. I've got jersey 13 I've still got to fill. I'm very picky with my 13s, as you all know. So hopefully I haven't left it too long to pick a lock forward. Hopefully the next two cards can throw up two pretty good teams. I would love to see like a Roosters come up or even Parramatta to pick a Nathan Brown. If I get the Warriors again and potentially grab Tohu, that'd be great, but I'd probably rather a ball player. A Manly Seagulls would be great, and Jake Trbojevic, that'd be sensational. Let's see my last two spots. The next card. Oh, timing is everything. Melbourne Storm. Okay. So on my bench, I've got that field on my extended bench. I've got a front rower in Payne Haas. I've got a utility back in AJ Brimson. So I could go for like a Josh Adokar, an Olam, one of these guys, but I think this is too much of a fantastic opportunity to pick jersey 13. I think I've got to go the cheese here. Without knowing what this last card will be, if it is a team that I can't really get a good lock forward from, I'll be kicking myself for a long time. Obviously ignoring a lot of guys here, including, you know, Harry Grant, Cam Munster, these sort of guys that I could have on my extended bench. But I can't change this team either, so I've got to run with the selections that I've got. So I think Brandon Smith at 13, he's probably the pick there. I've got a genuine 13. That's a fantastic starting 17. Then I've got jersey 20, my last one that I need to pick on my extended bench. Obviously, you want a bit of a variety on your extended bench if you have injuries or whatever to be able to cover guys. At the moment, I've got Payne Haas, AJ Brimson, so you're probably going to be looking for a genuine back here. We'll see how we go. My last card, wow. Okay, my last card is Jake Trbojevic from the Manly Seagulls. I think with jersey 20, I think I'd be crazy not to have this guy in the squad. I've been unlucky that this is the first Manly card I have pulled all day. So I think I would have to go Tom Trbojevic here. Just simply too good to leave out of this side. And, you know, if I could make a change now, I would probably put Tom Trbojevic probably into the centres for Katoni Staggs or onto the wing for Zach Lomax. But as per the criteria of picking this team, randomly going team by team, Tom Trbojevic, he's going to have to be my extended bench, and I'm probably low-key hoping for an injury just quietly. But a fantastic idea from Luke, the Rugby League Lounge. I think it's a brilliant idea. I might try and do this every few weeks. Maybe we can do like all-time teams. Maybe we can do guys from the 2000s, or maybe I can change the category for this all the time, because I think it's a fantastic idea. Make sure you're following the Rugby League Lounge on Instagram. Luke's a champion bloke doing really good things. Just to go through my side one more time, I went James Tedesco, who was my first pick overall, and funnily enough, he was the footy card that I actually opened. Kind of picked himself there. Teddy at fullback, on the wings, Micah Sivo and Zach Lomax. Latrell Mitchell in the centres with Katoni Staggs. Dangerous as all hell there. My halves, Nathan Cleary and Sean Johnson. In the front row, Tao Malolo and Josh Papali with Josh Hodgson wearing jersey 9, not Brett Hodgson. In the second row, Wade Graham and Luciano Leilua. I love those back rowers. Two fierce, strong defenders with a heap of X-factor to them. Very dangerous. In 13, probably the 13 I was waiting for the entire time. Very lucky to get him. Of course, I could have gone with Jake Trbojevic on the last pick as well. So leaving 13 turned out to be a good decision, because I had an ample amount of fantastic choices to go through in the back end. Got a little bit lucky there. But Brandon Smith, the cheese in jersey 13. Then on the bench, reads Connor Watson, jersey 14, our utility. Our two middles in jersey 15 and 16 went for Luke Thompson and big Adenfinua Blake. Jersey 17, a little bit more X factor, can sort of play through the middle or can play on an edge. We went for David Fifita, the absolute juggernaut. Really looking forward to seeing him off the bench for Queensland. I like that pick. Then on the extended bench, jersey 18, another middle, Payne Haas from the Brisbane Broncos. 19, bit of a utility to cover a range of positions sort of through our spine. We went AJ Brimson there. And then, of course, jersey 20, the last team we picked was, of course, the Manly Seagulls. Simply had to take the best player that was available, and there's no doubt about it, that was Tommy Trbojevic. Cheers for this one, Luke. Thoroughly enjoyed this one, brother. Make sure everyone is following the Rugby League Lounge. Luke's doing great things over there. Cheers, guys.
Hold up. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.